Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know, I always like to start with something interesting. And I don't know if you heard about the latest McDonald's deal. That's right. If you order ahead in the app and you pay using Apple Pay through April 11th, you can get a free 6-piece chicken McNuggets with any minimum $1 purchase. That's right. So you can go get some free chicken nuggets. Who doesn't love chicken nuggets? Okay, what's your favorite sauce?
Buffalo.
How about you, Al?
Also buffalo.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't eat chicken McNuggets. That's okay. Sorry about that. Okay. But did you hear about McDonald's trying to get into the high-end steakhouse market? Have you heard about this? It turns out it was a big mistake. Oh, I know. I know. Sorry about that.
Terrible.
Hey, TGIF folks, it's Friday, which means it's time for another episode of Kim Komando Today. And that's the show that's been winning awards left and right on over 425 stations across the country. And I'm not alone here. I've got two amazing folks joining me, the dynamic duo who work hard to make sure that Komando.com and our newsletters are just the cream of the crop. And joining us, of course, we have our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. And Allie, what pearls of wisdom are you going to bestow upon all of us today?
I am sneaking in one more tax scam before the tax deadline. Yeah, I know. I had to do it. But on the good side, I have one of my favorite photo tips that truly brings me joy almost every single day.
Ooh, we love joy. We need more joy. We certainly do.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have our magnificent millennial and our very own internet scout, Matthew Heffel. What do you got on tap, Matt?
Well, I got a really interesting story about how the internet got Google to roll back a feature that they didn't tell anyone about, as well as how to use your phone as a second monitor. It's really easy.
Ooh, that's a good tip right there. And guess what? We have a little surprise for you. If you're more of a visual person, well, you can actually watch us do the show over on YouTube. How wonderful is that? Head over to youtube.com/Kim Komando and hit that big old subscribe button while you're at it so you always know when we drop new videos. And so what are you waiting for? Come join the party and see what we're up to on screen. And we always like to kick things off with the latest and greatest in tech news. And so this way you stay up to date and in the know. And I'm going to go first because this is kind of a weird story, crazy story. So you have to come with me first to Richmond, Texas. It's where a guy by the name of Scott Schuster lives. And he has a quiet life. He's a software programmer, lives there with his wife. And he's got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old kid. But every once in a while, some angry stranger just knocks on his door saying, "Open up, open up, open that door." So why are they knocking on his door? Well, it turns out that people who are using the Find My app to track their stolen AirPods, iPhone, MacBooks, it's leading them straight to Scott's house. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Okay. And all the visitors say the same thing. I lost my phone. I tracked it down and boom. It said, it's right here. Okay. And I know what you're thinking. Maybe Scott is a thief, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Actually, he's not. He says there's some glitch going on with the Find My app that's sending people to his address instead of to the location of their stolen devices. And so all these irate people are just knocking on his door. And I watched some of the Ring doorbell vids from this. And like there was one woman that came, that, you know, knocked on the door and she's like, "You better talk to me first before you talk to the cops. I want my phone back." And like just like getting really, really mad. And he's actually,
wow.
He said he came public because he's actually scared. Because these people are like, what are they going to do with that? So Apple has no comment, but he's filled out all these reports. And so if you're in Richmond, Texas, and you lose something, do not knock on Scott's door because it's not there. But, I don't know if I told you guys this, but last summer before we went to Europe, I figured, it was like a gift for Ian. And he always likes that sometimes I wear my Apple headphones. And he said, gosh, those would be so great for the plane. So I buy them. And then a couple of months later, he said to me, he goes, what? I guess I don't know what to do. And I said, what? He goes, I think while I was at school, somebody stole the headphones out of my backpack. And he said, I tracked them to a drug house in Watts.
Ooh.
And he called the cops, and the cops were like, sorry, nothing we can do. Okay. So Bean's like, should I go get them? I'm like, absolutely not. Okay.
No.
Do not go there. Watts, like the largest crime city in all of California? No. So he still has them on his phone. And so he's like, oh, now they're in San Pedro. Now they're back in Watts. And now they're.
He just watches them.
I'm like, dude, you just need to forget about those headphones. That's just not anything that we need. Not anything. All right. So, Matt, tell us what's the internet's going crazy about with Google.
Speaking of things you pay for that you don't get, like that one, I thought that was pretty good. we use Google Drive here a lot at Commando HQ, right? I know I use it a lot every day. Allie, you use it every day. Kim, you use it every day.
Live on it.
And I know, Allie, you create a lot of new documents all the time, right? How many do you think you create a day? Like two or three?
Yeah, several. I'm trying to get a little better. But yeah, anytime I need a place to write, I just do doc.new and I have a fresh new document.
Exactly. It could be easy to create 3, 4, 5, 6 docs every single day. Well, Google Drive has over 1 billion users. That's with a B.
Wow.
Billion users. And there's almost 8 billion people on Earth. So that means 1 in 8 people use Google Drive. Stay with me. This story has a lot of numbers and math in it. So I'm just going to advise you there. Well, recently, people that were paying the maximum amount for storage, which on Google Drive is 2 terabytes, which is a lot of memory.
Think about this.
You can store 34,000 hours of music on 2 terabytes. That's unfathomable.
Yeah.
Well, people that had paid for that huge amount of service were getting to the end and they were getting this notification that they weren't allowed to create new docs. They weren't allowed to create anything new. And so they'd go into their settings and be like, oh, did I reach my 2 terabytes? They weren't even close. Documents are nothing in comparison, right? So they were getting to that edge and it would say, oh, you can't create anything new. And they're wondering why. And they hadn't heard anything from Google. Google hadn't announced anything. And so they went on Twitter and Reddit and were like, what's going on? Well, it turns out that a few months ago, Google had silently rolled out a new feature that only allowed up to 5 million docs. Now,
that's
5
crazy.
Million docs seems like a lot, but I did some math. Again, more math. If you were to create 50 docs an hour, every hour from the date that Google Drive was released, then yes, you'd be reaching your $5 million limit just right now.
No way. Really? And people are reaching that limit? That's crazy.
People were already reaching that limit. Well, with all of their complaining online, Google came out and said, yes, we did this. We're sorry. We're rolling it back. So they stopped it and they're not doing it anymore. Now you can go all the way up to 2 terabytes of documents in your Google Drive.
Thank you, Google.
I can't wait.
I was so worried about that.
Phew.
I was staying up night after night after night, not worrying about this. But
yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, so that's nice. So it was probably the whole Reddit crowd, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Reddit, Twitter, all those places were going crazy and yelling at Google over social media and Google backed down.
They probably just assume no one will ever hit this, right? And then, of course, people did because
it's the internet.
It's the internet. All right. That was good, Matt. All right, Allie. Yeah. Taxes. I hate taxes. Hate it.
Nobody likes taxes.
My favorite.
It's like your tax accountant. I have one. His name's Howell, and I really love him, but he's like a boring guy. I mean, he is.
He's not in a jazz band or something?
Howell, I hope you're not. He does scat on this.
Yes, he's scat.
It's not a pleasant time, and it's always worse because there's always some new hack or scam or, something to get in the way, right? There's a site called efile.com. Maybe you've heard of it. It is a totally legitimate tax site. It's IRS approved. You can submit your taxes there. Well, it turns out it was delivering malware for weeks.
God.
Yeah.
Really?
Not on purpose. They haven't said anything official, but it's safe to assume that the site was hacked. And again, for weeks, the site was loading this JavaScript file that popped up a network error page. We've all seen those pages where it says, like, you know, your browser doesn't support this or something like that. It looked pretty darn good. And if you clicked the button that said update your browser, you downloaded malware.
Oh, no.
How many people do you think were fooled into doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
I'm sure so many.
Yes.
Yeah. The worst part, again, eFile didn't even notice this for a good long time until a cybersecurity company said, hey, there's malware on your website. It's pretty concerning, right, that they didn't have proper security measures in place to see, oh, what is this? Sending this, you know, strange file to people. I saw a comment online with a story that kind of stuck with me. Somebody said that I'm suspicious by nature, but I could really see myself clicking that pop-up while doing my taxes, particularly on a site that the IRS had said this is safe. And I'm sure, you know, that was the same for so many people out there. It was specifically targeted at Windows PCs. So if you used eFile, check your downloads folder.
Yeah.
look for any of those executable.exe files and run your antivirus just to make sure that you didn't end up with this and nothing is amiss. But what a bummer way to end tax season.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Well, and think of all the data that they got. You know, think of
everything
that you have. So, I mean, wow, if you use eFile, you better lock down and freeze your credit like now, like today, while we're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, coming up for all these future social media superstars, I have the secret and the best times to post on Instagram. Matt has a great tip on how to set up your phone to be a second monitor. And if you want to see more pics of your loved one, Allie has a way to name your favorite people and animals in your app to make that all easy peasy. And of course, we have a great joke at the end. And who's on joke duty?
I am.
Oh.
And I'm excited about them.
Are
I
you?
Promise. There's three of them.
Okay.
I think one is a six. It's not great, but it's get you started. The next one's a seven. And I think the final one, I got a few chuckles from multiple people. It's about an eight.
Wow. Like,
here's the problem with you, Matt. Here's the problem.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. You got a guy who builds bridges, right? And he builds he builds 20 bridges that are great.
Yeah.
But then he builds one that crashes and burns and everybody dies. Okay.
I get it.
So since you had that joke where it was dead on arrival.
Collapsed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's where it's like, you know, we're all sitting here just not believing it, but we're going to kind of go with it.
But now I could come in with a level 5 joke and it seems like a 7.
That's true. That's true. Reach for the stars, Matt, all the time. Yeah. Go ahead. All right. Stay right where you are. We got a whole bunch more coming up.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Kim Commando. Today's the Friday edition. If you're a new listener, we're so stoked that you're here with us. And to our regulars, welcome back to another thrilling, exciting episode. And we're so happy that you're hanging out with us and being one of the cool kids. And if you're not getting our newsletters, well, come on, people. Okay. Commando.com/subscribe with over 400,000 savvy folks trusting us for their daily dose of tech news, tips, tricks. You're in great hands. And so do it right now. Head over to commando.com/subscribe. All right. This is part of the podcast where I like to talk about some great tips. And I had somebody stop me the other day while I was out and about. And well, actually, I was at the Commodore's ball. Okay. Yes.
Fancy.
Never in my life where I thought I'd say I'd go to the Commodore's ball. Right. So I went to the Commodore's ball and I'm standing there in a tuxedo outfit, which is like a whole nother story because I couldn't get my dress. And the person came up to me and said, hey, you're Kim Commando. Can you tell me the best times to post on Instagram? I'm like, oh, nice to meet you too. Sure. Thank you. But, yeah. Okay, here's the reason why I wasn't on the dress. So I had this great dress. You know, like 90% of my life is in pods because we're still packing, moving, not moving in, whatever it is. It's so frustrating. So I have this dress, and it's an Italian dress that has like some flesh-colored things like going on in the top and on the side. So it kind of looks like from afar, like you might not be wearing things, but it's very conservative and, mm-hmm. you know, nothing's really hanging out or showing or anything like that. But you can't wear black pantyhose with this dress because it just would not look right. Okay?
Right.
And so I ordered a pair of pantyhose and I was all ready to get dressed. And of course, I'm always late for everything. Except for when I do the show. I don't know why. But everything else in my life, I'm late for. And so, and Barry's like knocking, like banging, come on, we got to go. We're going to be late. I'm like, come on, I just got to put the dress on, okay? Like, cut me some slack. And I go into the closet. I pull out the dress. I pull out the pantyhose. And I take them out of the Nordstrom's bag. And I notice that there's something kind of weird with these pantyhose. And I open them up. And they were used. Okay. Somebody wore them before me and there was like a run in them. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like getting used underwear. Okay.
That's used mm-hmm. underwear.
Okay. Yeah. 100%. So anyway, so I had to put like together this outfit. I don't even know how I put it together, but my friends were like, oh yeah, you look really pretty. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, who knew? But anyway, so then I tried to return the used pantyhose. And
as you do. Did you ever think you'd say
no?
I got to return these pantyhose.
And then, you know, Nordstrom's wants, and they're a $15 pantyhose. So they want me to put them in a box and take them to FedEx. And then I thought, this is really dumb. So I wrote to the Nordstrom PR at Nordstrom.com. And I said, I don't know, is it me? But I got these pantyhose and they're used. But I even think it's even stranger that when I went to the website to say I want to return the pantyhose, that you actually have an option. The reason for return is that you got used and worn merchandise.
Oh, come on. So this is normal.
Yeah.
It is. So anyway, so I know I'm totally on tangent, but I'm back right now.
Oof.
So, but I've sent that note 3 times to Nordstrom PR at Nordstrom.com, and I still have not gotten a reply. And so I have used pantyhose sitting on my desk.
They're going to hear this podcast and contact you back.
Nordstrom PR at Nordstrom.com. Nordstrom's. That's where I bought them from. So Nordstrom's. So if you ever buy anything from Nordstrom's, just know you might get used merchandise. You might get used shoes. You might get a used.
From where?
That would be at Nordstrom's. Nordstrom's. You might get a used tie. You might get anything used. Anything. Could be used, worn by who knows who.
From Nordstrom's.
Yes, by who had what kind of disease? Rashes, bad stuff,
rashes.
Nasty. But anyway, back to the tip.
Instagram.
Instagram. The best times to post generally, say during lunchtime, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and in the evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And on weekends, posting between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. So I kind of went through all of this. And you want to make sure that, you're targeting the audience. But speaking of Instagram, I didn't post a picture of the used pantyhose that I got at Nordstrom's. I posted a picture of me that was generated by AI.
This picture is
hilarious,
insane,
isn't
Kim.
It? Doesn't it look like, okay, well, first of all, it's from AI and... And there's something going on with my hand, and it looks like there's a finger going right through my cheek.
It's so scary.
It's so frightening. As a matter of fact, I should read you this, because I got a text from a really good friend of mine who's a really big-time cancer doctor. I mean, huge. So he said, that AI picture of you was awesome, except for those weird hands. I said, I can't unsee those weird hands ever. So it's good to know that the human race is still safe from AI. Okay. So if you want to just go to Instagram.com/KimCommando. And the picture's right there. AI did of this thing with my hand that's going on. Not sure what it is. But it's a good thing I'm not Italian, because otherwise I would just be mute because of what AI did right here. All right. So Matt, how do you set up your phone as a second monitor? I never thought I needed that until you talked about it.
Right? Such a good idea. I know that as I've gotten older and kept growing up with technology, that as I get older, I want more monitors. At one time, I was like, oh, one monitor is fine. I don't even think anything of it. Now it's like if I have less than than two monitors, I'm like, ugh, what is this?
Yeah, you know, single monitor? Let me tell you, it's such a bitch like a being over 30, Matt. It's tough being over 30.
Anyway, we all have screens. We all have as many monitors as we could possibly want. But we all have that one screen that's just sitting in our pocket. What if you can add that to your huge plethora of screens you have sitting in front of you? There's a really easy tool, and it's really fast to set up. It's called Space Desk, and it has a matching app both on Windows and Macs and on Androids and iPhones. And basically what it does is you sign in to this app, you create an account on both of your devices that you want to have it on, and then you just click stream, and it opens up the second monitor on your phone. So you can just do that in 30 seconds. I did it this morning, took 30 seconds to download each of the apps, popped it up, and it was immediate. Now, it is free. There are some ads on their website, which is what I assume how they pay for it, but it is completely free. There doesn't seem to be any malware or anything involved. It's great rated on all the app stores. So I think it's pretty easy. Again, it's called Space Desk. It really is two clicks and you have a second monitor on your phone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. That would be really, really handy. That's a great tip, Matt. All right. Okay, maybe the joke. Maybe we need to like move past the whole joke thing. You know, maybe we need to move past that.
Cut me some slack.
All right. So, Allie, you found a new trick with your photos?
I did. I used to think that, you know, the little walks down memory lane from the photo apps, you know, whether you use Google Photos or Apple Photos, I used to be in the like, ugh, this is kind of creepy. Stop looking through my pictures, showing me stuff camp. But now I've completely bought in, whatever, fine. Mm. You already know my whole life. Just show me stuff that'll make me happy. So I really find, like I said, a lot of joy getting these little reminders of, you know, this day on this year, or, you know, here's you with whoever it is. And one thing that makes this way better is when you identify the people in your pictures. So Google knows that the little black and white dog I always take pictures of is Nova. And so I get these memories that are like a day with Nova. That's my dog. Or, you know, the guy with the big beard is my husband, Scott. And so then I can get, here's a special memory with Scott. And it's, you know, a lovely little, you know, us through the years. So to do this, it's super easy. You just open up your photo app. Again, if you use Google Photos or Apple Photos, you'll see an option that's either people and animals or people and places. And then you click that and you'll see everyone's little face. Sometimes it thinks, you know, depending on the photos you've taken, it might think one person is multiple people because they look different. But once you tell it, nope, that's Nova, that's Nova. Tap on it and then just add a name. And then after that, you'll get these beautiful memories of your favorite people. Yeah. My one little note I always get in my photos. So again, my dog, she's black and white. Years ago, I was at the zoo with my nephews, and there was a black and white goat at the petting zoo that was eating my hair. So I took a picture of it, and this picture always ends up in the memories of Nova. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's Nova. It's like, no, that's a goat.
No,
like 3 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know how many years ago that was.
So how'd you come up with the name Nova?
I wanted something space related, and it just ended up being
Supernova.
A cute little name. Yeah.
I was thinking like Nova, like no go, you know?
No go.
Mm-hmm. Like that's something, because they remember they named the cars the Nova and they went to Mexico and everybody's like, oh, I'm not buying a Nova. I mean, that's just not working for me. All righty. Coming up, let's see. AI is here, but it's not immune to the trolls. And Matt is going to be talking about the spiciest roast on AI. Oh, I have a weird headline of the week that you don't want to miss. Allie, you've got a great way to make money. And Matt got you got a joke at the end. So stay there.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Hey, listen, if you're a fan of Kim Komando today, we would be forever, forever grateful if you could help us spread the word. Tell three friends, coworkers, even strangers on the street. We don't care about our awesome podcast. And so here's the deal. You tell three people and we'll keep bringing you the best podcasts that are available. That's right. You know, we're like toilet paper. We keep winning awards because we're always on a roll. Okay. All right. So here's the What the Heck headline. Okay. Cordless microwave lets you heat meals on the go. What?
That sounds dangerous.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay. I mean, haven't you ever been like out and about and you thought, oh, if only I had my own personal microwave oven? Well, you know, the Japanese tool manufacturer, Makita, I have a Makita drill. This is what got my attention.
Yeah.
They have the cordless portable microwave oven. It runs on batteries. The model number is this, MW001G. What? Mm-hmm. Couldn't you just like, all these guys, engineers, like, what should we call it? Well, I was thinking like the MW110G. Oh, that's so smart. We love that.
Perfect. Okay. Love it.
So it's about the size of a small box. It's about, say, 2 feet by 1 foot. And you can actually put a strap on it so you can carry it around with you. That's right.
It's like to the mall?
Backpacking.
It delivers up to 500 watts of power for up to 8 minutes on a charge. So it can heat up your food without it being hooked up to a socket. It weighs 19.4 pounds. Okay.
You said 8 minutes battery life?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to huck around a 20-pound microwave for 8 minutes of microwaving.
That's not even a Stouffer's dinner, I swear.
It says that you can easily carry it to a work site, a campsite, or a charging point. plus, if you want to be hands-free, you attach the shoulder strap to it. Okay. So how much do you think Makita's charging for a 20-pound personal cordless microwave oven? Okay, how much do you think?
$150, $200? That's how much, I mean, a microwave is like $100, so.
What do you think, Al?
$200.
$800.
What? For eight minutes of microwave?
Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I know. But you know, just sitting there, but, you know, whoever put this out, they must have, this is a home run. People are going to love this. This is going to be great.
The M4, whatever it's called.
Yes. Here, wait. Let me go back. Let me see. MW001G. Thank you. That's $800. Which, speaking of microwaves, what is a microwave's beep sound file called? Anybody? Anybody? Micro.wave. Get like a wave file. All right. So, Matt, tell us what's going on the internet.
I feel like I can't stop talking about AI. I mean, it can do a lot. It can create art, kinda. It can write novels, kinda. It can, you know, answer any question you have, not really, kinda. But it can do a lot, and so we're talking about it. But the internet was getting jealous of all the attention that AI was getting. And if you've been on Twitter or Reddit, you know that when the internet gets jealous, they tend to get mean.
They do.
And so there has been a ton of subreddits and Twitter threads of just people laying into how bad AI is at art and what they're doing wrong and how much better people are at things. So I wanted to go through some of the things that they are focusing on. And you actually talked about the first one, which is hands.
Yeah.
AI cannot get hands right. And there's a very specific reason for this. If you look at paintings that AI is learning for all these images for, it's always people like turn to the side. It's not always straight on with their hands up, like standing, looking at the thing. So it knows how hands work. A lot of the time it's showing fingers bent weird ways, or, you know, seven fingers or six fingers or thumbs where the pinky should be.
I have eight fingers in one hand.
In that photo?
Yes. Eight.
Exactly. So
Camera.
People are making fun of them ruthlessly. So, you know, how you would talk badly about some kids' really bad drawing from kindergarten, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other thing that AI really can't get right, which is kind of strange to me, is horses. It cannot seem to draw horses
really
accurately. You can say, draw me a beautiful white stallion with Fabio sitting on top of it on the edge of a mountain, and it'll get the Fabio part right, except for the hands. But then all of a sudden it gets to the horse, and the head of the horse looks nice, and the body of the horse. And then it gets to the legs, and the horse either has like three legs, five legs, six legs. They're all over the place. It doesn't make any sense. And it's for the same reason, all the pictures of horses that it's getting, they're like reared up or, you know, they're turned a certain way so it doesn't show all their legs. So AI doesn't know how many legs horses have. So people are making fun of that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. The other thing is we have to end with ChatGPT. A lot of people will be asking ChatGPT about what they should do this year. And one of the things that ChatGPT can't do is know anything about after the year 2022, because all the information it's based on is from data before that. Mm. And one of the most hilarious conversations I've seen people make fun of is when ChatGPT tries to gaslight someone into thinking it's 2022 still. So they'd be like, hey, it's 2023. This is happening. What should I do about this, ChatGPT? And they'll be like, you're lying. It's not, this isn't 2023. It's 2022. You don't know. So, you know, and it's manipulative as well. It can't draw horses. It can't draw hands, and it's manipulative. So.
And.
Sounds like a real jerk.
I think we stand a chance.
You know, and I keep having to fix it. I keep, you know, like saying like, no, you're wrong. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Thank you for correcting my mistake. I'm like, yeah, but you're supposed to be AI. I mean, you know,
what's just not gaslighting you and be like, no, you're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
It knows better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's learned.
Hey, listen, be sure that you follow us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's at Kim Komando everywhere. And trust me, you don't want to miss out on all the fun and the entertaining content that we post on all these platforms. Plus, you always get exclusive behind the scenes, sneak peeks of what's coming up here on the podcast and on the show. And when you're there, just hit that big old follow button. So this way we can all stay connected because we are connected, right? Yes, yes. Hey, right, coming up, what if you could make some money playing solitaire? That's right. And also, Matt, he promises us a good laugh with a joke, so don't leave us now.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I just want to pop in and remind you that we have awesome podcasts every single day of the week. So whether you're on the go, you're taking a walk, you're cruising in your car, just chilling at home, we've got you covered with amazing content Monday through Thursdays too. So be sure to tune in and subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts. And Allie, this is a perennial topic. How do I make money? I mean, what are some ways that I can make money at home? And you've been coming up with some fairly decent ways. And then, you know, you were telling me about make.
Thank you, Kim. Well, fairly decent.
Well, you know, I was thinking of the foot fetish. I'm sorry. I still, like, I can't get over the.
I don't know. What,
you know, like, I still.
I could make someone a millionaire, so.
Sure.
The foot fetish. And then there was a story somewhere online the other day. And Barry's like, hey, look at this. This woman's making $40,000 a month with her feet. What are you doing? I'm like, working. Okay. Working.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Maybe you go do it, Barry.
So can we really, truly make money playing solitaire?
We can, which is kind of crazy. When I say online gambling, what comes to mind first?
Slots?
Poker.
Okay. Yeah. Sports betting, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like
sports
all these,
betting,
right?
Yeah.
But never solitaire. But indeed, if you are a good solitaire player, you can actually make money beating people in solitaire. It's an app called Solitaire Smash. Sounds very aggressive. And the winner gets $243 a round.
Whoa.
In real, actual money. Yes. We all know how to play solitaire, right? Mm-hmm. You're piling up the cards into the four suits. In Solitaire Smash, you are on a clock, and you're competing against other people playing the exact same deck as you. So it's not random. And, you know, you all have the same deck. And whoever solves it first wins. The top three players get prizes. And like other games, it's nice because there's matchmaking, so you get paired against people of equal skill, we'll say. So based on probably how long you've been playing the game, how often you win. Now, there is a caveat. If you want a cash prize, you have to buy in.
Ooh.
Here is my tip, because this is a make money segment, not a spend money segment. Don't buy in with real money. You should wait a little while, because with almost all of these games, if they're one worth keeping on your phone, you can earn in-game currency to buy in. You don't have to put in real money ever.
How much does it cost to buy in?
You shouldn't. It's not much. I mean, depending on the game, but, you know, $5 or so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, but that adds up quick.
Yeah.
If you find if you're one of those people, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Don't download this app. If you were not that person and you just love solitaire, try it out. So again, you can get around the cash buy-in because you can just, you know, earn, you can earn the in-game currency. You can do this a few ways. You can do it by winning, just by playing. You can watch videos, which is a common way that those apps will give you currency. Basically, give me an ad view and you can have some of our fake money, which then maybe you can turn into real money. So if you are a solitaire savant, this could be for you. Again, it is called Solitaire Smash. And you have to be 18 because gambling.
Sure.
And then not in every state, right?
Not every state, no. There is a list of, in fact, in Arizona, we can't play it just because of how our gambling laws work. So if you look for this app and you get a message that says this app isn't supported in your region, don't write to us at podcast@commando.com and say, oh, Allie doesn't know anything about solitaire. No, it's just not supported where you live. So
that was that was our angry writer voice, reader voice, listener voice. Because they always sound like that, don't they? When they, it's never like, oh, hi, I hope you're having a great day. You know, I checked out this. No, it's always like, you guys are bad. You don't know what you're talking about.
This is the worst website I've ever seen in my whole life.
Although I am loving all the positive comments that we're getting about the newsletters. Oh, my God.
It's so great. I read those. I try to go through. And I do. So for everybody who's wondering, like, what are you talking about? Well, we get reviews on people, you know, saying, I loved your newsletter. I liked it. And this one wasn't for me. You can rate it at the bottom. If you get the newsletter, you should rate it. We read all the comments. Mm-hmm. I read all the bad comments first, all the low ratings, because I want to make sure, are there any issues, anything we need to fix, whatever. But I got to tell you, when I go through those happy reviews, it feels good.
You know, the negative reviews, we need to do something about that, because most of them, I think, about people saying, like, the font size or this, it's in their email settings. I mean, this is us. So if you're getting the newsletters and you're like, you know, the font's too small, the font's too big, whatever it is, just play with your email settings.
And if you want, I've got some emails out to people trying to figure out the issue with them. So if you are one of those people and you are leaving a complaint, leave your email address and we can help.
Yes, 100%.
Because we're nice people.
Yes, we are. We're very, very nice. All right, Matt. Wish I had a virtual drum roll, but I don't.
Yes, yes.
It's up to you.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to start with a quick story. Did you guys hear about the triangle player who was in the orchestra? He quit. Yeah, he was getting really frustrated. He said it was just one ting after another. I also have a really interesting phobia. I'm actually afraid of overly complex buildings. Yeah, it's really bad. Some people say I have a complex.
Ooh, that was good.
All right. And, you know, we had been talking recently about me losing weight. I've lost a few pounds, come down a few pounds. It's been really helpful. I'm actually on what I do is I put a piece of bread on my head, right? And it's called the loaf hat diet.
All right, that loaf one. Okay, that okay. You have redeemed yourself.
Yeah,
okay, you have officially redeemed yourself from being the jokester from, you know. Well, we're not going to say where that's from, but it's much better. All right, so this is part of the podcast where we like to tell folks, you know. Do this one thing. Allie, you go first.
Pop into your Photos app and name your favorite people. It makes that experience of getting your memories for the day even better. You'll get even better stuff. So go do it.
How about you, Matt?
Try out Space Desk. Use your phone as a second monitor. It's really cool. Try it out, Space Desk.
And my tip is, you know, if you buy pantyhose from Nordstrom's, it might come used. Just be prepared. If you buy pantyhose at Nordstrom's, that they're going to be used, and then they want you to send them back for some reason to take your time to do that. Oh my gosh!
To send them to someone else.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
The gift that keeps on.
Gosh. Hey, listen. Do you have any burning questions that you'd like us to answer? Maybe you have some cool feedback, some comments you want to share. Don't be shy. You can drop us a line over at commando.com. In the upper right hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. Or you can send us an email, podcast@commando.com. Once again, that's podcast@commando.com. We're always happy to hear from you. We appreciate your support. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you here again next time.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.